Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was working as a chef in Wyoming when he woke up in the middle of the night to a man leaning over him and smiling at him. He thought it was a real person, but then he realized it was a man from the painting in his room.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, an 855-853-4802, the phone number to call and share your real ghost stories with us. We'd love to hear them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you're sitting in the abandoned hotel that you decided to be a fun night to just go see what it was like, you can call and share that horrific story with us. Or if you'd like, you can write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Get access to all of our bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and everything completely ad-free. You can do that one of three ways. Apple Podcasts, we have our premium channel right there. Get access to the full archive of all of the episodes. Everything dating way, 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 way back, like 10 years. It is truly the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories. Or you can do it through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. So, three ways to listen to the show, commercial free, all week long, with every episode we put out every single day. It's Tony Bruschi and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. What's going on?
Well, you know, today, Tony, I spent some time booking a hotel for a trip to Dallas next week. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking at all of the pictures going, I don't think it looks haunted. That doesn't look haunted. That's not.
What are you looking at? Like, what are you searching for here?
Just the pictures of the hotel, because I'm like, is it haunted? So I'm Googling it.
Do you, okay. Is this hotel like, are we talking like Howard Johnson's Holiday Inn haunted? Or...
No, I actually found a really nice hotel. And I'm like, is it this good price because I'm going on a Thursday night? Yeah. Or is it a good price because it's haunted?
I'm going to guess.
So I spent some time researching that.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's haunted. I don't.
Do you want it to be haunted?
I don't. Okay. I want it to be non-haunted.
Well, that's
I want to
good.
Actually get some sleep when I'm there. I don't want to like turn it into an episode of this show. I'd want to just go to a concert and get a good night's sleep and drive home.
I just recently slept in a hotel that was connected to a hotel where 87 people perished in 1980.
Oh, yeah. And that one is supposedly haunted.
Very much so.
People, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't think what the name of that it's in Las Vegas.
Right? It is in Las Vegas. It was originally the MGM Grand at the time of the fire. The MGM Grand now is now way on the other side. But it was the original MGM Grand. After that, Bally's bought it. It was Bally's forever. And now it's called the Horseshoe. That was news to me when I got there that it was called the Horseshoe. But it was just a small little mall walk away from where I was staying in Paris. The story in the tower you walk right into, you would have no idea that this ever happened. But what happened, the tragedy is in 1980, there was a deli cart of some sort that had a electrical malfunction in it, and it caught on fire and then caught the whole casino floor on fire in the bottom. It traveled up in flames and smoke more than anything else, and eventually killed 87 people in some of the upper floors of the tower. Tower is still there today. The tower exists, and the tower is still very much active, despite what actually happened there at one point in time. And you would have no idea. It's it's a very nice hotel. It's a Caesars property, and they keep it up pretty good. But yeah, it was, of course, me being there with the family, I'm like in a weird Chevy Chase moment. Hey, kids, you know what happened right over here? You know, like it's like that's where Sammy Davis Jr. used to play. And right over here, that's where the deli cart caught on fire and the whole place went up in flames. 87 people perished right here. Hey, I see corn dogs. Like that's kind of how it went.
I have heard those stories of hauntings at that hotel. And the other
we've had them on the show. We've had them on the show.
The Luxor.
No, not
you
the
did
Luxor. That's a different one.
Yeah, but it's also haunted.
What's the story on the is the Luxor still around?
Yeah, that's the one that's like the pyramid.
Oh yeah, over the Lux. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, I did not get over there when. Gosh darn it! Don't I sound like a Wisconsin person for
gosh
a second?
Darn it.
Oh gosh darn it!
I really wanted to go.
Oh my Wisconsin! I came out there. Gosh darn it! I should have because I would love to have shown that to the kids. I didn't even think of that. It's so far down past kind of most yes. things. You don't even think about it, but we did New York, and I think that's where we stopped, and yeah, went the other way. Ah, gosh darn it. I got to take the kids back to Sin City again.
That's my, you are so channeling my sister, Kathy, too. She does that all the time. She'll go, God darn it, I was so mad. Like, I could tell by the way you said, God darn it.
Which, honestly, with me is pretty rare that I'm saying something on a very medium scale. So I don't know why I'm doing that right now.
You're default to F-bombs.
Usually, my default on even the lightest of things of like oh my gosh, yeah, there's like a burnt goldfish in my pack of goldfish. Like, what the fuck? There's a burnt goldfish.
Darn it, I have a burnt goldfish.
It's not like, oh, gee golly, there's a burnt goldfish. I'm like, motherfucker, who packaged this? They're going to die. No, not quite like that, but.
I'm going to make sure of it.
I'm going to find that person. Who was working at the fact? Where's the date on this? Where's the expiration? Where's the manual? Okay, get him on the phone. Is Don on the phone? I was told I'd have pictures. No. I was, God damn it. I'm trying to think of the rest of them.
I meant it.
Oh, yeah. There's some people who got that right there and some who did not. Yeah. Ponderous. It's fucking ponderous, man. Maybe a few more people got it right there. Maybe. Casey
what
Kasem.
Where is that from?
That is the Casey Kasem outtake reel.
That's right.
Is Don on the phone? I was told enough pictures after this goddamn dog death dedication. Because
he goes, so
yeah, it's
funny.
Like, and now a long distance dedication. It comes to us from Phil in Ohio. He writes, Dear Casey, my dog Snuckles recently had a turn for the worse. He died of leukemia in our arms on New Year's Day. Casey, okay, is Don on the phone? Don? Okay. Where are the pictures? You've goddamn pictures, man. You can't keep coming out of a up-tempo song into a goddamn death song. Pictures? The pictures. Don, he said I have the pictures. Okay. All right. Can't keep coming up with a fucking up-tempo record, man. Fucking up-tempo record. Goddamn dog dedication.
I think that still lives on the internet.
It does.
I don't know where. Back when Tony and I were in radio, like, I think that it got just copied on cassette or something for the longest time, and it went from here to here to here. Everybody heard it.
Well, yeah, the Casey Kasem outtake reel, and it's still out there. The magic of technology is I have the Casey Kasem voice that I can fuck with, and I don't know that anyone else really does. It certainly sounds like Casey. I've been thinking more and more about making some interesting American Top 40 outtakes that historically never really happened, but may have happened at some point in time. I think that might be kind of funny.
And just start like a little Instagram page or something, and it's like, put outtakes in quotes.
Outtakes. Yep. Outtakes and just AI outtakes. It's crazy. There's and we'll get to ghost stories at some point. I know you've all been missing me ranting and talking about random shit for hours on end. I've actually seen many comments going, well, I missed that. So here you go. Here's the sit down Today Show interview. What the hell was I going to talk about with the AI?
Casey Kasem.
I had something.
Starting your own. Making shit up.
It was about the AI voice stuff. I was going to say, the AI music that I've heard in the last couple of months has blown my mind.
You were playing something for me one day.
Yeah. There is, let me pull it up here. Hang on one second. Maybe we should just like make this whole episode is just no ghost stories, Tony and Carol talk. That's the title of the episode. And that's fine. In the next episode, we'll get into some ghost stories.
And in the description, will be like, and they never shut up.
And the next episode, we got more ghost stories for you. We're just kind of doing a little catch up. Let me find it here real quick. This is kind of crazy stuff. There's this guy who does AI voiceover. And then has, if you like Tupac and like 90s rap, like Dr. Dre, Tupac, he's very kind of focused on West Coast rappers. He's made a brand new Tupac album that sounds amazing. It sounds just as good as the music he made while he was alive, and the beats are just as good. It's pretty amazing. I'll play a quick sample here of this. And emulates. Yeah. Let me take you back on the journey through time. Nate Dogg, who does the background vocals, remember from like many early Death Row hits. My top down, niggas running wild side shows, got the whole block on lockdown, stressed out on the hustle for the cash. That's AI Tupac.
That is not even real.
No.
What's so crazy about it?
It's
and it sounds so real.
Listen to this. Nate Dogg. Things don't change, it's better to let them go. Some niggas will turn and try to hurt you whenever you let them know what you go through. Ready to go to war, keep your friends close so your enemies ain't fall. Whenever you make moves, be prepared for the worst, and if you love, be prepared to get hurt, but that's worth it. Never trust the cop or the authorities, cause they don't give a fuck about minorities. And if you gotta beef to settle, throw the man something, unless you know the sticker's on is something you can't trust.
Crazy?
The bust and flee, cause you know the judge never spend a fucking day on these streets. Don't let your heart turn cold, it's insane, nigga, cause they don't wanna see you grow old, little nigga. And as we raise up, they're
touching with that song, though, is that like totally new, done in the style of?
Listen to this, though, too. Listen, this is the AI Nate Dogg. You know, from Regulators. And so many of those songs back then. And it's all AI. I mean, the way that it's done technically is this. Someone does rap the vocals in their own voice, but they have to do it with the inflection of whoever they're trying to inflect. So you have to kind of rap in the beat and the style of Tupac. Then they do a voice layover of Tupac onto that vocal, and then that creates that. But whoever is doing those vocals is doing it so accurately, it's shocking, because these are all new lyrics. There's a lot of AI voiceover where they flip the voice from like Celine Dion on Titanic to Freddie Mercury doing Titanic. And it just lays over the original vocal. But this is, I don't know, it's shockingly amazing how accurate it can be. And I got to say, I am very much enjoying listening to these AI versions of these songs, because it's like going back in time, and the quality of the music is just as good as it was back then, much better than most of the posthumous releases. And here's an interesting one that recently came up, was a diss song already, Tupac and 50 Cent doing a diss song to Diddy after all of the allegations and everything.
All the Diddy troubles.
Yeah.
Willing to follow me into an early grave. God send his prodigy to teach game. Sipping yak to spit flames and shit change. Niggas and pals tear like them bitch man. Must be a bad year, puff. Tupac coming back and now you're running from the cops, and there's no way out, nigga. Take the last when the parents get off the grid or get forever laid out, nigga. You've been a bad boy for real, but your mouth is straight, so the pen won't be in all the air. I've been stumping on your skinny ass and snot full, and I'ma continue to put it then till your motherfucking eyes close. This ain't hate, I just play with my prey. I'm a pen to give you hope to escape. Then I say you better pray for forgiveness, cause my soldiers be willing to throw the killing blow. Scratch you off that hit list. Now let me show you how I take your...
There's questions I have about this, because they have problems right now with people who... because I was reading an article recently about Sheryl Crow and how much money she does not make off of her music.
Yeah.
So this situation, who's going to make the money?
No one right now. It's very much up in the air, because it's a lot of it gets contested. But it's, if it's original music like these songs are, the producer gets the money. It's not a copyright infringement, because these are not songs from the past. These are all new lyrics. These are all computer generated voices is what they are. Now the likenesses and all that is something that technology has not really gone into in this level yet. So it'll be very interesting, because anything can now be reproduced, and you could create a new hit song from any artist in history using AI. And to me, it's kind of exciting. I think we're going to hear some really interesting stuff from artists who have been dead forever.
How would you feel about that if you are Merle Haggard's wife?
If it's good music.
And all of a sudden, Merle Haggard, you've got the right to all his music, or insert any dead musician.
Music is, I think music is about making you feel a certain thing. And if that is done in a positive way, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't know. It's going to be an interesting world, and it's a world where like nobody really can stop it either.
Right.
And that's the thing where it's like, we're going to try and sue these people for doing, like, good luck. Just like you did with Napster. Cause that worked out really well.
But I just think for the families, because it would feel really paranormally strange.
And I think there needs to be rights for the likenesses of any of these people. If you're going to commercially sell it,
voice again, that would be so hard.
If you're going commercial with it, you would have to have that. But here's the deal. Nobody needs to even go commercial anymore. That's the thing. You don't need to have a commercial license or a commercial business or a label to push anything out. You can push it out on a server, and nobody, if you're not making any money from it, you're just like, here's what I made. Enjoy. There's nothing to be sued, because there's no money being made. It's art at that point.
But there's a lawsuit somewhere in there because it's our.
Well, is there? But could you sue about somebody making a picture of Elvis, like painting a picture of Elvis and making it look super realistic, and say, "Well, but that's like the likeness of him in this photo or something or whatnot."
I just don't know how
you can't.
There's so many AI questions. It's a whole new Wild West.
It is completely. Well, if you like your ghost stories, that's coming up on the next episode.
You're really not doing one.
I'm not doing one. We're going to do one on the next episode. We've taken up enough of everyone's time. And I'm sorry, everybody. I haven't been on talking about a ton of stuff. It's been a crazy time in my life right now, and I'm just trying to get back into normalcy. We're getting there. We are certainly getting there. But that was fun. That was a completely random shit. So maybe we'll call this episode that. I think we had another name earlier, like complete something else, but completely random shit. No ghost stories. Tony and Carol. Label it that, or whatever the hell you want to label it, Carol. And there you go. It's going to wrap up this episode. If you want more real ghost stories, or any real ghost stories for that matter, please do check out our channel on Apple Podcasts, our premium channel, and get access to all of our episodes. The world's largest audio archive of ghost stories is literally what it is. I get to take one episode off of all of those. So do check that out and get everything commercial free as well. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.